This is Ian Newsom-Plessett in association with Ben's Collectors Records and Guildford Dragon News. I'm here with Guildford City manager Carl Taylor after Guildford City lost to Jersey Bulls 2-0. A disappointing result, but we were well in that game, especially at half-time. But as we were just saying, the first 5 minutes kind of let us down, didn't they?
Yeah, you know, they started sharper than us and a really good side. And you have to be at your best, and every single player has to be at his best, and every single player has to do the right things. And we didn't, and they did. The goal being the type of goal it was, really scrappy. I don't expect to concede that sort a goal, but all credit to them, they got the early goal and it was hard work, but they had to work really hard to make it look, from the side it might have looked an easy day's work, but they worked their nuts off, they really did, to make sure that we never really got a foothold. So all credit to them.
We conceded a penalty. I don't think I've seen more of a blatant one for an opposing side, but then they missed it, and then a few minutes later Manny gets sent off for a challenge which I feel he's got a right to go for, but unfortunately he's taken the player in.
Yeah, it's a speedy went in as well, that's sort of what caught the referee's eye. You know, I can see why he did it. Another referee might have let him off with a yellow, but you know, it was a 100-mile-an-hour challenge. So, you know, and the kids ended up probably not as hurt as he looked, but that's nothing to do with why we lost, is it? So, here's what it is. We were better with 10 men.
We gave him a right old game. I know I've already said that, but they were in the game until the final whistle, weren't they?
Yeah, well, we're never going to give up, and you just hope that something will go for you. And Benji got in behind, great ball, great run, wasn't quite able to get there, and you know, that might have made a difference. We had a header, obviously, later in the game from Alex around the back. Just couldn't quite get it together, but that's because of them. They were that good today, I felt.
We've got a game on Wednesday against Alton. The pitch getting better because the weather's getting better. So a game that we can look to try and get 3 points.
Well, we look for 3 points every game and we'll just see what happens. Alton are going really well at the moment, so it's going to be another tough one. I think they all are at this stage of the season, but you know, squad will change again as it always does, and we'll see what we get out of that.
What was it like playing a bit earlier? It's a bit different, isn't it?
Yeah. When I was at Banstead, they talked us into an 11:30 kickoff. So wow. It's the players really. I'm not playing, am I? So, you know, it wouldn't faze me. Some players play Sunday morning, it should be easier for them, but yeah, it is a bit different. They're more used to it, and I always worried about that, but listen, no excuses. I don't want anything to come into it. They were strong today.
Thanks very much for your thoughts, and unlucky today.
Yeah, cheers.